I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
520,000
of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First head fact of the day, we had 869 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Once again, Lagos was at the top of that table with 229 cases. My people are big. I need you alive. I always say that. Limit your movement. Wear your mask wherever you are, whenever you are out, whenever you are about, when you are around people. Give gap. Keep your distance. Wash and sanitize your hands. But also keep listening to hard facts. Starting with the big three, we actually have a big two today. Let's talk with the managing director of LCC about their plans to return to the Lekki Toll Plaza. And then let's talk about Defense Minister saying Nigerians should defend themselves. Now, remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We also have Facebook, where we're streaming live. You can watch the MD of LCC live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. It's Thursday. We're bringing you League of Extraordinary Nigerians as well as Eyewitness. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about lawsuits, court cases, fighting for your rights. Last week on the big three, I asked you why more Nigerians don't go to court when they have a grievance. And you guys gave me a lot of reasons, right? So today, let's talk to a lawyer about this. 5 p.m., that's when that conversation will come your way. Of course, there's news updates at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute for a chance to win 10,000 naira on just a minute. But with all of that said, remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Let's bring you today's big three.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Minutes past three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Our first story is the Lekki Toll Plaza. Lagosians have been debating whether or not LCC, the Lekki concession company, should return to work at the toll plaza and start charging the toll again. There's a saying that you cannot cut a man's hair in his absence. So here on Hard Facts, we asked LCC itself to sit in the barber's chair. So joining me to talk about what his company wants to do is the managing director of LCC, Yomi Omomowosa. Thank you so much for joining us on Hard Facts. Welcome. Hello, Yomi. Thank you for joining us on Hard Facts.
Thank you, Sandra. And good afternoon to our noble viewers and Lagosians and everyone listening and watching us all over the world.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. Good afternoon. Let's get right into it. The stake. Let's get right into it, Yomi.
Saying SEC returning to tolling. I will rather put it this way, you know.
You'd rather put it what way?
Say that again.
You would rather put it what way? Hello, Yomi. Can you hear me?
I will rather say that, yes, I can hear you, Sandra.
Go ahead.
Hello? Yes, I would rather say that LCC is going back to operation after the massive destruction. Because if not for the destruction, if not for the burning down of the facility, operations will have been on since that event of 20th. But it's like a forced situation. We're forced out by the destructions of the Italy system. Even if we had wanted to continue, we would have been unable because the electronic system, tolling system, was completely burned down. So it's like trying to go back into business. It's not as if somebody somewhere stopped us really all along from tolling. It's strictly on account of the fact that we're just unable because of lack of facility that was burned.
Right. I'm glad you've taken us there because I'd like to find out what the level of damage you've noticed is so far. What's the level of damage that you've noticed? I think we've lost the connection to Mr. Yomi there, but we're going to work on having him rejoin the conversation. Lagos, if you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we have the MD of LCC, the managing director of the Lekki Concession Company, on the show with us today. He's joining us via Zoom. So that's explaining the network issues there, but we are working to get him back on the line. In the meantime, Lagos, if you've got questions that you'd like to ask, send them to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We have Yomi back on the line now. Good to have you back.
I'm sorry, it's about the connecting facility that actually, or probably threw me out.
That's fine.
Maybe I need to repeat what I said earlier because I'm not sure if I was heard.
No, you were heard. That's why the next question I was asking was what the level of damage you've noticed is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. For the few days that we've been there, we've seen that the e-tolling system was completely burned down. There's nothing to salvage except things that borders on software. You know, software can never be burned. All the physical devices were totally, out of use, burned down. And that's a lot of money. No thanks now to the dollar that is hovering around the 478 naira per dollar. We also have a lot of our vehicles were also burned down. Some of them were covered by insurance, some of them were not. The cabling system, the connectivity that are physical in nature, all of them were burned down. But we have the items now. We're trying to put value to them. In the next few days, we should be able to have value attached to them. That's where we are.
Okay. I'm glad that we're taking a look at that at those numbers, and we're looking exactly at what they are. What's your timeline? What steps are you taking for resuming activity at the Lekki Toll Plaza?
The way we have built the comeback plan is first we estimate and evaluate the asset that is burned down. Once we put figure to it, we will approach the insurance companies to get a claim paid, and then we will then go on to do e-tolling procurement, conduct civil works, engage the restorations of the cabling. That could take in the next 4 months for us to get to that point.
Next four
months?
For us
to get back to tolling. Yes, it's not a joke.
Hmm.
It takes an average of 6 to 1 years to build a tolling system anywhere in the world.
How do you respond to calls that LCC should leave the plaza unmanned until the panel's investigation is completed?
We don't agree to that. You know, we've always maintained the fact that we're not part of the problem, we're not part of the NSAS issue. We're just a company operating and working on its own. Then all of a sudden, one day, you found out that you've been forced out of your location. And then if anything happens and the event has been cleared, for us, it means we can go back to our normal life. We have nothing to do with the fight. We have nothing to do with this, with the protests. And we don't see any reason why people should be saying that we should leave the plaza unmanned. If A and B fights in front of your house, and they damage their life or damage whatever, would they come and close down your own house? I mean, I don't see the logic in trying to connect what has happened to Lekki Concession Company. If any at all, we are the victim. We're the one that has nothing to do with the riots, with the protests, and then we're burned down. We have lost some money right now. And we're trying to get back to operations with, like I've said somewhere before, with a number of obligations that we have to attend to, with a number of even international community, by virtue of those people that we have debt obligations with internationally, and then we're saying that don't go back. Does it mean that we go on default? The name of the country is Smell. The credit rating of the state is tampered with. People will not have confidence to even borrow money to other Nigerian businessmen. This is not what we want to, I mean, let happen through Lekki Concession.
How much of the debt do you still need to pay off?
If people agree, now the panel is ongoing. It's a place where people should go for the dress. That's our view.
Now, how much of that, because you spoke of the debt profile and international debtors, right? And you said that LCC has a debt profile. How much debt do you still need to pay off?
Yes, as of today, we have about 12 billion in local currency. We have about 31 million in US dollar. That's a lot of money. If you convert it at the current rate of 478, this is the money that has been used to build the road, and it has to be repaid. This is the road that has been serving the teeming population of Lagosians, and people want to have this good life, good experience on the road. The debt has to be serviced. It's a two-way, like the accountant will say in your balance sheet. You have the asset, you have the liability. The debt has been used to fund the road. Now the road is trying to pay back that obligation.
Right.
We can't cut it in the middle, except there's one for a Christmas somewhere who'll be ready to pay back the loan.
Now,
that's the way it is in the business world.
Now, there's been lots of questions about the nature of the agreement and LCC's fiscal position. So first, let me clarify some things, right? The state government at first gave LCC a 30-year concession to collect tolls. But in 2013, the state government bought back that concession. And at the time, the state government...
2014.
The state government also said... Okay. The state government also said at that time that they had paid up the debts that LCC had incurred. They said they spent over 30 billion naira in the acquisition of the concession and the company and the settling of the debts. So if that was done, how come the LCC is back in debt?
Sandra, I do not know the source of your information. Okay? I do not know where you are getting that those figures from. Coincidentally, I was also around the time that we're talking about. What the state said was that the shareholders of the private company there were bought out, their shares were bought out, and that the concession agreement continues. That's what I heard. That's what I know. Okay? I'm not aware they said some money has been fully paid. So maybe you need to recheck the source of your information.
So you're saying that there is no discrepancy between what LCC is saying today and what the debt post 2013 and the debt post 2013 and what the previous administration said.
I am saying that I'm not sure what you are saying is correct, because I was around the time when the purchase agreement was signed. And I can give it to you free.
Okay. Can you please give it to me?
Where did you get your source? Where did you get the information you are trying to quote from?
The state government itself.
Maybe you've been reading from the social media. Yeah, Sandra. See, let's get facts.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And to get facts, let's go to the real place to get facts. If you work with the social media, what you will get will be different from the reality. And let me put it straight away out there today. In 2014, the private shareholders of Lekki Concession Company were bought out in what we call a share purchase arrangement. They bought the shares out. That is, they paid them their money. Now they assume the company called LCC. That is, they took over the company called LCC. They took over the rights to collect toll on the road, which is the assets. They also took over the liability of the company as well, which are the debts and other obligations. You don't have a company that has nil balance sheets. The company will have assets. The company will have liabilities.
So if
that is what happened to the company there.
So if the state, if you're saying that the state government now owns the company and the concession is still running, is the state government paying back itself?
What you are saying, there are two parts here. Okay? We have a company. A company has shareholders. At the time we're talking about this company, there is a concession agreement that is also going on. Two different issues here. Okay? LCC was incorporated as a special purpose vehicle to engage to manage the road. That has not been canceled. That activity remains in force. But those promoters, the people who daily have shares in the company, were swapped out in a share buyout. I mean, it's just the shares of the company that was exchanged. It has nothing to do with the concession agreement. And these are technicality that I probably would don't want us to go into, because it's a lengthy story.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's a brief version of that lengthy story if we're looking to be transparent with Nigerians. But let's step away from that for a little bit. We'll come back to it. Let's step away from that for a little bit and talk about the revenue that you mentioned in your press statement earlier this week that LCC has lost. You said LCC lost 2.5 billion naira in revenue since you stopped activity at the plaza in October. Is that correct?
That's not correct. I never said that.
You never said that?
No.
What did you say?
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said at that press conference when they asked me about what we have lost. Okay? And I'm saying, and I'll continue to say, what we have lost could be categorized in two forms. The loss itself from the facility that was burnt down. And then the loss from inability to collect tolls to carry on the operations of the company. That's a loss of its own. And I never gave anybody to say this is the loss that was incurred for not collecting revenue. The 2.5 that you mentioned apparently came about when we're talking about the quantum of the facility that was damaged.
The total cost is 2.5 billion?
Listen to me, so that you can get it right.
Mm-hmm.
I said that we have not conducted full evaluation, but that from what I have seen, it cannot be.
All right, we seem to have interruption with the network connection there. We're hoping that we're going to fix that and continue this conversation. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got the MD of the Lekki Concession Company on the show with me. His name is Yomi Omomowason, and I'm hoping that the connection gets better so that we can keep this conversation going. He's told me about the nature of the damage at the LCC. We're talking now about the nature of the agreement and LCC's fiscal position. He mentions, of course, that LCC just paid off some shareholders, and the government paid off shareholders, and the situation they have is one where the state government didn't borrow for the buyout. They paid out of pocket, and we've still got these shareholders. We've still got the LCC running concurrently beside the state government. Yomi, you're back on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, okay. Good to have you back. Go ahead. You were saying something about the money that was quoted earlier this week.
Yes, I said that where the 2.5 will have come up will be when we're talking about the value of what was damaged.
Mm.
And I said to them then that because we have not conducted full evaluation, we'll be unable to give a final and comprehensive figure. But however, that from what we have seen from our preliminary assessment, we will not have anything less than 2.5, you know, in today's money.
Do you know how much you've lost since the toll gate has been closed, since you stopped collecting tolls? I'm not talking now about the damage to the tolling system and the electronics and all of that. I'm talking specifically about how much you've lost as far as tolls are concerned. Do you know how much? Hello, Yumi?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it keep fluctuating. I think I'm hearing you now, if you can hear me.
I was asking if you know specifically how much you've lost since the tolls itself have been closed. How much have you lost from tolling? I guess what I'm asking in a roundabout way is how much you make there per month. Can you hear me?
We don't have a figure to that, Sandra.
You don't have a figure? You don't know how much you make per month?
We don't know.
Okay. Now, let me take you back to what you were saying about the concession, right? So this 30-year concession isn't just for maintaining the roads. It's also for paying back the initial investment and to help shareholders make profits. So those three activities combined are what informed the 30-year decision. Now, if we're now saying that the buyout has been done by government, the profit obligation is gone. So shouldn't the 30-year concession period be reduced, Yumi?
Sandra, I need to educate, because the way you are going, you need to give me time to explain what a concession agreement or concession means in the context of public-private partnership.
Yes, please. Okay? Go ahead.
Let me explain, because I can see that your concept is quite different from what it's in the PPP.
Mm.
Now, a concession agreement was signed with a private company called Lekki Concession Company. And then on the strength of that concession agreement, which spells out what should be done or what should not be done, among which is the rights to operate the road from a particular kilometer to specify one for a number of years, in this case, 30 years. And then on the strength of that concession agreement, the promoters then now look for funding. They approach the bankers, both local and international. On the strength of that, they were giving money. We call it funding. Now, they are holding on to the concession agreement. Shareholders, just like in any company, can change from one party or group of people to another one. That is what changed. Tomorrow, it could have been Sandra and Co. that bought the existing shareholders out. It has nothing to do with the agreement itself. It's about the people that owns the company, the shareholders. So as far as the lenders are concerned, as of today, they are still holding on to the basis of their lending, which is the concession agreement, okay, until the end of the 30 years. So professionally and technically speaking, the concession is still on, but the shareholders change.
That's I see.
And that is the true picture of what happened.
I see. Now, I want to bring you quickly back to something you said earlier on about not knowing how much the tolls make per month. Do you not have financial statements?
What is not made will not reflect in financial statements, Sandra. What is made on a daily basis is a function of one, the number of traffic. When I say traffic, the number of cars that will pass through the booths, through the toll area, multiplied by the number of tariff that they pay. We have not been collecting this. How do I estimate what is not existing?
Yes, but you've been collecting before October, so you should be able to make an estimate.
Of what?
An estimate of how much you've lost since the tolls have been closed from tolls alone.
The loss is equal to what we have not been able to collect from October to date, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that is correct, I'm assuming that is correct with you. The loss is what we have not been able to collect from October to this current moment.
Here's the question I'm asking.
Listen.
I think you're misunderstanding me. I'm saying that every company knows their monthly earnings. That's how you're able to win loans from international banks. So you should be able to know how much you've made before you stopped making money in October, so that you can be able to make a projection of how much you haven't been able to make from tolls alone.
A projection. I'm an accountant, okay?
Great.
I'm a chartered accountant.
Great.
I'm a fellow.
Great.
Of the Institute of Chartered Accountants. So
great.
I should know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
There is a difference between projection and actual. You ask me, what have we lost? And I say, I don't know.
Okay. Can you make
it's
a projection
from,
of what you've lost?
It's different from, listen now, allow me to talk, please, Sandra. It's different from, oh, based on what you have been making before, what is your projection ahead? That's a different thing.
Based on what you've been making before, what's your projection ahead?
I don't know, Sandra, because I can see you are bent on having that figure.
Yes, it's important, isn't it?
Because I don't know. Do you know why I don't know?
Why?
From we enter into 2020, January. In February, towards the end of February, really. February, it was around 23 or so, we're bombarded with COVID-19 experience. And then we have distortions up till September.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point also, we also experienced the issue of NSAS protests.
But you have so 9 years.
You have
9 years of modeling for what an average October, November, December look like.
Say that again.
You have 9 years of modeling for what an average October, November,
it's
December
not, it's
look
not
like.
It's not about modeling. You model what is certain. You model what is predictable.
Before COVID,
this one, we have a lot of factors, okay, that have come in here that will make every modeling or projection, you know, unrealistic. And this is a public space where you don't want to put a figure out there that in real sense is not defendable. I just told you earlier, I have my number from the Institute of Chartered Accountant. I don't put number out where it is not realistic.
Okay.
Some other people can do that and get away with it. I am a fellow. I won't do that.
But I can quote you as saying that there are financiers who now hold the concession agreement. Can I quote you as saying that?
Say that again.
Can I quote you as saying that there are financiers who now hold the concession agreement, meaning those lenders gave LCC funds with the concession agreement as security. Am I right?
Not exactly, Sandra.
Okay.
Not exactly. The basis of lending is different from the collateral of lending.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I said earlier, that what they lend against, because this is a project finance,
right,
what they lend against was on the strength of that concession agreement. What is inside the concession agreement? That for this period of time, this company will be able to operate here and earn some revenue. They put the projection together and they say, oh, okay, based on this, we could lend them this amount of money and we'll be able to get our repayment. The strength of that lending is the concession agreement that contain the program of tolling. That's what I said.
All right. So let's move on to something that has been on the minds of a lot of Lagosians, because I need to take a break very quickly. We're almost out of time. Based on your, let's come back to revenue projections yet again, can you tell Lagosians how soon?
You seem to be interested.
Yes, in I am, because I use the toll gate every day. I'm spending 12,000 naira every month. I know how much I spend every month at the toll gate, but you can't tell me how much you're making every month. But yes, let's come back to that. Based on your revenue projections, how soon do you think you'll be able to pay off the debt and stop charging the toll?
Okay, the existing loans have tenor.
Okay.
By tenor, we mean the duration.
Okay.
At which the liability, the debts, is programmed to be fully paid.
What's the tenure for this one?
It's between 6 years to 15 years. That's what we have currently.
Currently? How, what year are we on right now?
We have two different types of loans. We have the foreign loans and we have the local loans.
Okay.
The foreign loans is going for a period of about 15 years to go.
Okay.
And the local loans is going between, because it's spread among three banks, it's between 5 to 8 years. That's why I said it's between 5 and 15 years. So it's not a bulk pack. Bank A may have like 5 years to go, Bank B may have 6, and all that. But if you want to streamline it, it's between 5 to 6 years to 15 years.
Can I ask you, you know, you said earlier on that you just gave a rough figure of 2.5 billion as that wasn't the money that you were making at the toll, that was the money that you were making, that you thought you'd lost as a result of the damage, right? So can I ask you what helped you come to that conclusion? Like what did you see that made you come up with that particular figure?
I look at the electronic tolling system that has been fully burned down, which required complete replacement. I look at the entire cabling system that is entirely gone. I look at the civil works that should be done. These are the preliminary that I put together to say it will not be less than that figure.
So those that was an uninformed figure you put out. It wasn't.
But I still require the professional.
Okay.
But I still require the professional to go into the details.
Okay. 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 All right, Lagos, if you just joined the show, I've been having a conversation with the MD of LCC. LCC is the Lekki Concession Company. And he says to us that there is still a debt, that debt could take anywhere from 6 to 15 years to pay off. He also says he doesn't know how much they make at the toll gate every month. And he also says that the damages that were done as a result of the violence that erupted after the NSAS protests left the toll gate with at least 2.5 million naira in damages. Now, I have more questions, but he agreed to do 30 minutes, except, of course, he wants to be generous and give us more time, and then we'll really get into it. But Yomi, thank you so much. You've been very generous. We do hope you can come back on Hard Facts so that we can talk some more about the work that LCC is doing.
We're always here.
All right.
We are friends. I can always come back anytime you call me.
Fantastic. Lagos, we'll take a quick break, come back and continue this conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria in
the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
20 minutes to 4. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Lagos, how are you doing? What did you think of the answers that the MD of LCC gave right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info? This is Hard Facts. We've got two numbers, one for men, one for women. The women can call 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. You can also call 0700-993-993-993-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp. Share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Yemi is in Lekki. Hello, Yemi. Thank you for calling us. Welcome. Go ahead.
This man is the greatest disappointment to the accounting profession.
Okay.
You can see him struggling to explain himself. The entire project is a fraud. I could recall Raju Fashola telling us 2013 that they have paid off all the concessionaires. And as of 2021, they are still collecting money on what the government said they have paid off. You can just see the man struggling to explain himself. In fact, you wasted our 30 minutes listening to this man. Please don't bring him here again. Don't bring him to this program. He's a disgrace and he's a fraud.
Okay, be respectful.
The whole project is a fraud.
Be respectful, Yemi. Come on. Be respectful. Come on. 0700-993-993-993. We've got a line for women. 014-657-190. That's Dr. Rita. Rita is in Amuwa Dauphin. Hello, Rita.
Yes.
Hello, Rita. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra, do you see what we have been shouting and crying for? Sandra, have you seen the reason that this country can never be good? Sandra, have you seen that the whole leaders in all offices, they are nothing but deceivers? Just as your first caller says, that lucky target is nothing but fraud. Imagine this man saying that they have whatever in for 15 years. Meanwhile, he cannot be able to estimate how much they earn on monthly basis. Even a common mango seller knows how much he or she earns on daily, irrespective of monthly and yearly basis. And a whole he that says he's an accountant cannot be able to account how much they are earning from that store for months. Liars and deceivers. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Richard, for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Olajide.
Olajide, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. Thank you for bringing this gentleman.
Okay.
With due respect, this man, this Lekki toll gate is a fraud. I won't deceive you The man is just saying he's a professional accountant. I'm an accountant too, but this man is just to the accounting profession. They are telling us that he cannot pay the amount he makes on daily basis or on weekly basis or on monthly basis. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
That shows that they are fraud. I can tell you that this government, from the beginning to the end, they are fraud. They are deceivers. They are evil. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Ali.
Welcome, Ali.
All right. Please.
99.3.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, this is Dima from Ikeja.
Welcome, Dima. Go ahead.
Yeah, I listened to the interview you had with this guy from LCC. Well, I don't know why he had to bring up the issue that he's a chartered accountant and he is answering the question the way he did. I'm also a chartered accountant for 12 years qualification as a chartered accountant. And when you ask him how much revenue he thinks that they have been losing, let me tell you, that is the easiest thing a chartered accountant could have answered. Everybody knows if he has been working, you have already had your projection. Averagely, monthly, this is what we make. That is the easiest thing that somebody that called himself a chartered accountant would have answered. How can he be telling us that he don't know, bringing in more COVID-19, bringing in what? You have already made a projection even before. In fact, what my company is supposed to be earning, I have averaged it in the next... All things being equal, that's what he should have answered. Why is he making? Because he knows the facts, he knows the figure, but he just being, he don't want to bring it out because he knows that all these things is just fraud. He don't just want to say anything. It's as good as nothing coming out there to come and disgrace our profession. That is not how a chartered accountant behaves. See, my dear, this is not a chartered accountant. Even if he is, then he has been corrupted. I have to say that if he is, then I can tell you that he's not being polite with his answers. He should go back and check himself. How can he say you cannot project revenue?
Thank you for calling, Rita. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Good afternoon. I'm Prince. I'm calling from Lekki.
Ferdinand?
I'm Prince.
Prince. Oh, Prince. Welcome. Could you please speak up for us? Then go ahead.
I'm very, very angry with the man that you brought on the radio. Please don't bring him anymore.
Okay.
Please don't bring him. They're even looking to take people and to collect money from people. Thank you.
Thank you, Prince, for calling. If I'm in a better, how are you?
I'm fine, my sister Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I was all ears and I was hearing what this gentleman was putting out there, because they are taking Nigerians, especially Lagosians, people who are living in that side of the island, for a ride. I heard how much you say you spend on this toll every monthly, and this man cannot give us how much they collect from you and collectively from every other person. Honestly speaking, I don't want to use a foul language, but these guys all should go to gas chamber. These guys are ready to die than to let Nigerians breathe. They don't want to lose a single dime for one day in whatever thing they have been taking from Nigerians. Just imagine, a man that called himself a chartered accountant cannot give, and he knows he was coming to for an interview like this. He wasn't prepared with figures, which you know that he is, there's a lot that they are hiding. Honestly speaking, I think there has to be more rounds of this protest. This thing has to end. Nigerians need to take back this country. A few individuals are just in a coven robbing us of everything, every patrimony that we have as a country. Even in a small state like Lagos, this man denied every statement he made previously about the financial status of this very toll gate. Right just now, he just denied everything we had him say before now. It is well. May God save us. But I think our youth have to get up again. This has to end and it must end.
Ifeanyi, thank you very much for calling. Hope Ifadeyi is on the line. Hello, Hope.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra, see, common arithmetic, 1 + 1, no. I cannot give you correct answer. He knows it, oh. Shame will never let him say it. Chartered accountant, you go for ICAR before you become a chartered accountant. He cannot prove himself. He's a shame. Nigeria is a mess. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you very much. Let's go to WhatsApp where we've got Edozie Dean in Naji who says, Sandra, I'm disappointed with your guest. How on earth can he say he doesn't know how much is being made in a month? We can now see that Nigerian elites are just answering to their paymasters. We've got more messages coming in via WhatsApp. Sandra, accountant Yomi should be... Okay, I'm not going to say that on air. Come on, let's be polite. Whatever we're feeling, we have to be able to convey it in a very polite way. Francis says, okay, all right. We've got Josiah from Magodo who says, okay, all the messages on social media are too inflammatory. I'm not going to be touching them. Let's come back to the phone lines. At least the callers are being kinder, you know, and more polite. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Ayatunde says, President Sandra, as I'm listening to that man dodging answers, I'm very angry. A chartered accountant cannot give total amount in a day. We've got Solomon Davidson who says, from the answers Mr. Yomi has given, it's either he doesn't know his job or he's hiding all the facts and figures and he's lying to the whole country. We've got more messages on social media. Ibrahim Akani says, I'm disappointed with this man. I'm also a chartered accountant and in practice. And if you cannot disclose the monthly revenue of your company, state it categorically that you cannot give such information out and stop saying that you don't know. What kind of MD is this? Ibrahim on Twitter says. All right, let's talk to Afiz. Afiz in Yonoworo. Hello, Afiz. Afiz, hello. Welcome, Afiz.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome, go ahead.
I think the most disappointing thing that the man said that was very painful to me was calling himself a chartered accountant. But the institute itself has a problem that Nigerian has. Leadership problem, operational, everything. Nigeria has a problem, the institute has it. Because if the institute is very active, really, the man should be sanctioned. How can a chief executive officer of a company tell Nigerian on here that he doesn't know how much the company is making monthly? Come on! And call himself a fellow. Why can't you withdraw his certificate? Honestly, he's a disgrace to the institute. And he just embarrassed a accounting profession on here. The ideal thing for him to say, everybody knows they will not tell us the truth, is that I cannot give you the number. Not that I don't know the number. It's very disappointing. I'm very, very disappointed to be a chartered accountant today and to be a member of ICAN. Thank you.
Afiz, thank you very much for calling. We seem to have a lot of chartered accountants listening to the show today. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Rosling E.
Rosling, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. My just two words of sentence I want to say. That very guest of yours, Mr. Yomi, I guess that's the thing.
Yes.
For him to be so quick to give you the figure of what he thinks they lost, and he cannot estimate what they are making, is just a huge disappointment, a very huge disgrace. In fact, I regretted tuning in, honestly. But I did not expect less. If you bring somebody else again, don't expect anything better than what you got. Till next year, if you keep asking him questions, he has no answer for anything. But they know what... In fact, I thank God you managed to handle the situation well, because I knew the voice he uses to call you Sandra. Sandra. So please... You can off your mic.
All right. Thank you for calling, Chirozi. Let's take a break.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts with me. And you're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. We are the nation's number one talk station. And you just listened to me have a conversation with the MD of LCC. LCC is the Lekki Concession Company. His name is Yomi Omomowasan. And he told us quite a bit during that interview. Now, we've got just 2 minutes before we have to switch gears and bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. If she doesn't come, we could continue talking about that interview. But if she does come, we can talk about this interview some more after the news at 6 o'clock today. So from 6:15 all the way until... 6:30, when Iriti Bakare Yusuf will take over the air and bring you Lisa Lagosian, we can talk about the interview some more.